Look at the night sky, look at the morning sun, look at that tall girl, look at that small kid run, look at the street light, feel the wind blow in your hair, look at yourself, you are everywhere. Kid run, look at the street light and feel the wind blow in your hair, look at yourself.
Lovely's here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
With Look at Yourself, Buzzcocks gave us Real World, Epoxy's in there with Radiation, and start off the entire set with Devo, Mongoloid.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it is time to take a look at your watch, your cell phone, maybe your VCR. I don't know, however you tell time, but it is just now the top of the hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. But every week at this time, if it's a Friday night, we're just past 11 o'clock. If it is Tuesday afternoon and it's the encore presentation of Viva La Mock, then, well, I think we're looking at about 4 o'clock. Are we not? Yes. Yes, we are. Anyway, it's time for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. I have some events that I want to tell you about so that you can put them on maybe your calendar and something for you to enrich your life culturally about. Let's start with that radio calendar. For example, Rivers of Steel invites you to experience a drive-in like no other with the Carry Blast furnaces as your backdrop in a lineup of can't-miss double features. It's called Carry Carpool Cinema, and it's happening all summer long. Some of the films include A League of Their Own, Mad Max, Wayne's World, Gremlins, Flight of the Navigator, and more. For the complete schedule, just head over to riversofsteel.com. Don't forget about Open Air, which is a series in celebration of the performing arts happening now through the end of May, where you can join the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater and over 20 local performing arts organizations for this series. It's happening at Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park on the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's mobile stage. The theater is going to perform 8 times during the series with 2 unique programs created by artistic director Susan Jaffe. And it's melding beauty of classical ballet with innovative new works. For more information, go to the Ballet Theater's website at pbt.org. And don't forget about the Lawrenceville Farmers Market happening every Tuesday from 3 until 7 p.m., rain or shine. It's at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. And how about the Pittsburgh Mega Reptile Expo coming to the Monroeville Convention Center on May 29th and 30th? Goes on between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and with over 400 tables and 44,000 square feet of reptiles and exotic pets, it is the largest show of its kind in the Northeast. For more information, you can contact James McClintock at james@pi2008.com or call 724-640-9669. And finally, for my radio calendar, I want to remind you, it's going to rain in a couple weeks. How do I know that? Well, the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival is happening June 4th through the 13th. It is in person and virtually, so it's going to create a special hybrid festival format that's going to build upon digital opportunities and an exciting return to live events. The 2021 Artist Market will feature 100 independent artists in an open-air setting, selling handmade fine art and fine crafts from noon until 8 each day of the festival. And then the artists are actually split into 2 sessions, with 50 artists appearing between June 4th and the 8th, and then a different 50 artists appearing June 9th through the 13th. And then every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the festival will feature music concerts at the Dollar Bank main stage, but this year it's inside the Byam Theater on 6th Street down in the Cultural District. But you can actually experience these concerts remotely on the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust social media channel. Some of the performers include Shamika Copeland, Sun Little, Raylan Baxter. For a complete schedule and all the details, go to traf.trustarts.org. That is TRAF, Three Rivers Arts Festival, .trustarts.org. That has been my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, please send the details to us. At least, let's give it a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year. Just give us plenty of advance time at radio-calendar@wrct.org. How about taking a look at our WRCT music calendar? Yes, I have scoured the interwebs to find shows that are listed as up and coming. Now, I've announced a couple shows in the last few weeks, and I've noticed they've either been rescheduled or postponed, and some of them are still on the calendar. So this is the most up-to-date calendar as of May 21st, 2021, or if it's Tuesday, I'll just say May 25th, 2021. So speaking of May, how about May 27th? Less Than Jake is doing a live stream event at lessthanjake.live. Also on June 3rd, Jack Russell's Great White is doing an acoustic performance at Jurgles. On June 4th, Steve Earle and the Dukes is at the Metropolitan Theater down in Morgantown. On June 5th, the Clarks are at the Starlight Drive-In in Butler. June 7th, Kip Winger is doing an acoustic show at Jurgles. And on June 17th, Sponge is at the Craft House. How about this show? June 22nd, it's called The Nielsen Trust, and it features Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick with his family, basically. It's at the Banoski Winery in Ross Traber. Again, that is on June 22nd. Some shows in July to just keep in mind. Fitz and the Tantrum's going to do a show at the Starlight Drive-In up in Butler on July 7th. Electric Six at the Craft House on July 22nd. Dar Williams at the Banoski Winery on July 25th. So, oh, and how about August 12th, Vanilla Fudge? That's coming to Jurgles. So more shows. I mean, we got to get past May and June before I start announcing some of these other shows, because I see Modern English, Flock of Seagulls, some other shows that are scheduled, Flaming Lips, all into the fall. But let's just call that my WRCT music calendar for today. If you have an event that you'd like to include, a show you know about on this calendar, send it in an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. Unless it's Tuesday, I, the Mockster, will do a special bonus one for you at 4 p.m. Let's get back into the music here on a Flashback Friday, or let's call it a Throwback Tuesday. Depends on which day you're listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. And get back into a segment that was originally recorded on May 17th, 2019. Speaking of playing some music, the band was called the Exploding White Mice. They were from the mid-1980s. And thankfully, our record library has their album. From In a Nest of Vipers, it's the Exploding White Mice here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Things have been cold around here, and they're not gonna go away. Going out in the freezing cold, I'm spending every day feeling 90 years old. Don't you know, you know that some people always have to have a go. And I got a fear I did better than that. It's even rougher than that, it's even rougher than that. You've been pushing even leaner on me. You know it's tougher than that, it's even tougher than that. And now I want to go at you and show you what you put me through. And now I know that I was you. Day for your closing day go. Don't you know that some people always had to have a go. Now I wanna go at you and show you what you put me into. Cause now I know that I was you. Things have been cold around here, and they're not gonna go away. Things have been told around here, and you're the one who's gonna pay. Problems, I don't have a fucking one. Don't you know I'd write you a letter, but I don't know where you're gone. We'll be right back.
in the reservoir. And you have never been in love until you've seen the dawn rise behind the home for the blind. We are the pretty, petty. Standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, the first of the gang to die. Oh my, Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, the first of the gang to die. Smashed human bone. We are the pretty, petty things. And you're standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, the first of the gang to die. Such a silly boy. Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand and a bullet in his gullet, and the first lost lad to go under the sod.
Morrissey wrapping up that short set of music. First in the gang to die from the You Are the Quarry album. Before that, some Camper Van Beethoven. Went back to their third album, which they called self-titled, but I always called it Three. Good Guys and Bad Guys. Mekons have a brand new disc out called Deserted. Played How Many Stars for You from that, and start off the entire set with The Exploding White Mice from their A Nest of Vipers album with Your Claws. Came out on the Big Time record label back in 1985. Believe it or not, I knew a guy who was on the Big Time record label, that very record label, and he said that his album came out and run immediately into the cutout bin because the label folded by the time his album came out. You know, I should tell you, when it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles in your lungs and dangerous metals into your body, and nicotine, which can actually harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. Now, with appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless. But guess what? It's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. This message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT and the Viva La Mock radio program. So just to let you know, we do have a mock coming up, a flashback mock coming up in about just under 40 minutes, going back to May 20th, 2011, literally almost 10 years ago to the day, because it was 10 years ago on
May 21st that a minister named Harold Camping predicted the end of times and predicted the rapture. So
tonight we are mocking the apocalypse. The let me go there. The apocalypse. I don't know. I make this stuff up. It comes to me. It writes itself, for God's sakes. Anyway, that comes up at midnight. I've got some great suggestions from the callers. You are one of those callers. Thank you again so much. You know what? It was 25 years ago on Thursday. 25 years ago, Peter Gabriel's So album came out.
You bring your blue skies back. All you do. all my regrets. Oh God, you're dead to me now. You're not real.
The drunken pants are going wild.
Yeah.
Screeching Weasel here on 88.3 FM WRCT doing their cover of Surf Goddess. On the album, they actually called it Smurf Goddess. Before that, Small Face is doing Sha-La-La-Li. Game Theory from Two Steps from the Middle Ages gave us room for one more, honey. Some 5-8, the brand new album from 5-8. Should have maybe waited for the Rapture Rock to make this one happen, but It Is Your God Is Dead to Me Now, the title track from that album. Johnny Marr and the Healers gave us Caught Up. 0-0 with True Zero start off the entire set, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the release of Peter Gabriel's So album. Dave Wakeling in company with his project Supreme Beat doing their cover of Sledgehammer.
A set of music that came from the show that will bring you Tonight's Mocking. Yeah, that was from just over 10 years ago, May 20th, 2011, for that set of music. I have one more set before we get to the mock at the top of the hour. But before I get to that, I want to remind you to join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. It happens Thursdays at 8, and then he has a re-airing encore presentation for those of you who maybe are doing something else Thursdays at 8, Friday afternoons at 1, and it's only here on WRCT. Let's get back to that last set. One more set of music before we get into the Rapture Mock, which is happening at the top of the hour. This set of music coming to you from a show from May 18th, 2012.
You're all I need in this world. You can make Thank you. But first, I'm interested, Mr. Rogan, just how you learned all you know about us.
That was some tennis wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Originally aired May 18th, 2012. Yeah, how long ago is that? I can do the math. That's 9 years ago. Goodness, goodness. And that was their song, Traveling. Before that, Archers of Loaf with Nevermind the Enemy. And I start off that brief set of music with some Antenna and All I Need. Hey, my name's Paul. I am the Mockster. All I need is for you to shoot me an email if there's ever you want to reach out to me. My email address, wrcrequest@gmail.com. We have a Rapture mock coming up here in a matter of seconds. But before we get to the mock, I want you to hear this very important message.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFiercetakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's time now we get into the thing called the Midnight Mock, or on a Tuesday afternoon, I call it the 5 o'clock mock. Just depends on when you're listening to this program. Now, if you've been listening, or if you're just tuning in, I'm going to let you know that I've been doing Flashback Fridays all throughout May, where I'm playing snippets and sets from old Viva La Mock radio programs from the month of May. So the mocking, and you might have heard me announce this a little earlier, but the mocking is 10 years old. It came from a show from May 20th, 2011. And it's because Howard Camping, the Reverend Howard Camping, had predicted that on May 21st, 2011, at 6 p.m., Judgment Day was coming. So I thought, why not mock the rapture? Because that's what the mockster does. And now we're 10 years later, and I'm going to guess that he was wrong. I'm guessing this one. But before we get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small, and you can visit Attic Records today in Millvale. Call them up at 412-821-8484 to get the music you need. And don't forget, if you are actually interested in underwriting for WRCT, maybe you want to sponsor the Viva La Mock radio program. Huh, think of that. You can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now, I'm going to let you know, you'll hear me say this in as we get into the mock, that 10 years ago, my show was going from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m., rather than my 9 to midnight that you're used to at this point. I had shifted the hours as the mockster's getting older and can't stay up as late. He was shifting his hours a little bit, but you'll hear me reference that, and I just want to give you a heads up, and that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, sit back and listen and enjoy a mock of the rapture. But it's now time that we get into the mock, because we have crossed the threshold into the final moments of just life on Earth, as the apocalypse has been predicted to happen today at 6. I believe 6. Nice convenient time. Not at 3:41. Not at, noon. It's at 6. Yeah, the guy was wrong once, and, well, I'm not going to guess it, but I'm thinking he's going to be wrong again. But we're all going to have fun waiting for the apocalypse. So we got a bunch of music already lined up for you. Got a ton of requests tonight for some songs within. I'm going to do my best to play a lot of those requests or suggestions, or at least part of those songs, just to get them out there for you. Because, you know what, I could probably do a whole apocalyptic show. Yeah, 4 hours, or in the summertime, 3 hours. Yeah, I'm a 10 to 1 guy all summer long. Well, we got Blondie.